Hey, about 5 years ago, Atlas Obscura released its first ever book. It was also called Atlas Obscura. And we are just about to release our next big book into the world. And this one is called Gastro Obscura, a food adventurer's guide. And it's all about the world's most interesting ingredients, recipes, restaurants. It covers the whole world. And it's the result of years of work by multiple people on the Gastro Obscura team. And so I hope that you're interested. If you want to check it out, there's a link in the episode description. And in honor of this new book launch, we're making the podcast this week all about food. And we're going to talk to some folks from the Gastro Obscura team. Here today is Sam O'Brien, a writer from Gastro Obscura. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Dylan.
So I found out you were working on what I think has got to be one of the most unique collections, and it's a combination of two things that you wouldn't think would go together. It's recipes and gravestones.
Yeah, well, I've always been interested in cemeteries and graves and the stories they tell, and a grave is just so fascinating because you have such a limited amount of space to tell someone's story. So what someone decides to put on there is incredibly interesting to me. And so just for fun, I always wander around cemeteries. And whenever I travel, I visit the local cemetery. So totally. I'm always on the lookout. Yeah. For fellow taphophile, I assume.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Taphophiles unite.
So one of my favorite cemeteries is Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn. Yeah. And I heard about a very unique gravestone known as the Spritz Cookie Gravestone. And so basically what that is it's a grave and it tops off in an open book. And you've probably seen graves like that before. They're open and then they might have a scripture verse in there or something.
Yeah, sure.
And so here, instead of finding that normal Bible verse, it's a recipe for cookies. And so I was hooked. I had to know everything about this woman, everything about her cookies. And it just started this quest of both learning about her and her recipe. And then that led me to a longer, larger journey of other recipe gravestones around the world. And it's just been this wonderful quest of me trying to track these down and meet the family members who decided to pay tribute in this incredibly unique way.
Well, today you're going to share with us the story of one of these gravestones. Is that right?
I'm talking about the first one I found, the Spritz Cookie Gravestone.
That's right after this. Man, okay, so to start with the first, do you ever go and actually see it in person? Were you able to visit the gravesite?
Yes, I was able to visit more than once. It's actually in one of my favorite cemeteries, Greenwood Cemetery, which is located in Brooklyn, New York. And Greenwood is just this incredibly old, beautiful cemetery. A lot of people go to just walk around and take in the landscaping and the scenery. The trees are gorgeous. You can go bird watching there. People actually used to picnic in Greenwood back in the day. And this grave in particular, it's a little out of the way, but you'll be wandering in this sort of like grassy expanse and you'll know this grave when you hit it. It's tall and it ends in a book on the top. And when you walk up to the grave, you'll see that engraved in the book is a recipe for Spritz cookies. Now, are you ready, Dylan? I'm going to give you the recipe for Spritz cookies. So good it was set in stone.
I do not have a pen and paper, but I will commit it to memory.
Here it is. 1 cup of butter or margarine, 3/4 of a cup of sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 egg, 2 1/4 cups of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, and 1/8 teaspoon of salt. Now, who's the woman responsible for this? You just look below on the grave and you'll see this woman's name, Naomi Odessa Miller Dawson. Naomi was born in 1921, and she died in 2009. But that doesn't really tell us that much about her. So I found her son, and I called him.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sam O'Brien calling from Atlas Obscura.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Not bad.
That's Richard Dawson. And to hear him tell it, his mother's cookies were amazing.
We really loved them. So my sister and my cousin George, my sister's name is Anita, we would basically wait for them to come out of the oven. And as soon as they came out of the oven, we start eating them.
Still hot, still be a little burning.
It didn't matter. Yeah. So if she turned her back, we were eating them.
What was your favorite thing about them? Like, just like that they were sweet, that they were warm, or?
You know, I honestly don't think it was the cookies themselves. I think it was just the spirit of family, and it was just something that triggered knowing that it was the holidays, and that it was just really special to us.
So after talking about the recipe, Richard and I just started talking about his mom. She spent most of her career working as a clerk for the post office. But when she wasn't working, her real passion was baking.
Yeah. She used to say that bacon was so good, it would make you beat your mama. She said her baking was great. She actually could have gone into business. I mean, she made really nice cakes and cookies, and she would make rum balls and lemon squares, all sorts of things. We lived with my mother and her two sisters, so they each had a specialty. So my mother was the baker. My aunt, Marie, was a person that would cook turkeys and things like that for the holidays.
Mm.
And the oldest of the three, Sybil, she would do all of the Caribbean classics and favorites.
The family comes from Barbados, although Naomi herself was born in New York. She's a first-generation American in her family. Her sisters are from Barbados and her parents as well. And while her sister would make traditional Caribbean dishes like cuckoo or coconut bread, the cookies themselves are of European origin. And Richard wasn't quite sure where Naomi picked them up, but that's the beauty of New York, the melting pot.
Totally.
They came and they make spritz, and then they also make kingfish, and it's just this beautiful banquet.
It reminds me of, like, you know, people who, like, have been eating their grandmother's, like, secret cookie recipe for, like, 40 years, and they're like, oh, no one makes them like this. They're so... And then they find out it was literally taken from the back of the, like, cookie box. You know what I mean?
Toll,
like,
house.
Exactly. But, like, once something becomes a tradition like that, and you have it the same time every year, it starts to develop a totally different meaning, and it really does taste different, right? It tastes like
exactly.
a particular moment in time and with your family. And so... It's kind of a simple recipe in a way. Was this sort of widely shared and known through the family?
No, she did not share it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's funny because one time I would bring cookies to the office during the holidays. And, of course, there were spritz cookies. My mother would make a big batch, and she would make spritz cookies, oatmeal raisin cookies, all sorts of things. So I remember a lady on my staff was... She was practically begging me for the recipe. So I called my mother. I said, look, this lady liked the recipe. She said, well, that's nice. She wasn't giving up.
So did she eventually give it to you guys?
We actually, after her passing, she had everything written down. She did have recipe books, so we did have the recipe. But she always said she was going to stay tight-lipped about her recipes.
Oh my God, she took it to the grave, basically.
She literally took it to the grave. Yeah, this actually might be the only grave it applies to. But, like, the common joke with recipe gravestones is, you know, my mother would say she would only share the recipe over her dead body, and here we are. So I don't know if there's like
this is a good joke.
Yeah.
How do you think your mother would feel about the attention her cookie recipe is getting these days?
But, you know, it's funny because my mother was a private person, and she was somewhat of a shy person. I think she would find a kind of feat that she's getting all this attention.
And that her recipe is now out for all to see after she was so tight-lipped about it.
Well, she may be a little bit pissed off on that, but I'll blame her.
Blame your sister, yeah.
how did the family decide to actually engrave this cookie recipe on Naomi's headstone?
Yeah, well, what was interesting to me is that I asked Richard if he'd ever heard of a recipe gravestone before, and he hadn't. So this was just a totally original idea that his family had. It was actually his sister Anita's idea to do it. And they were just like, hey, this is one of our favorite memories of our mother, and what a nice tribute this would be. And they actually even made and served the cookies at the memorial after her funeral.
That is so nice. What a lovely story.
Yeah, I liked that a lot.
It's more than just a recipe. It's an acknowledgement of really the love that went into her baking. And it's a reflection of family. Because if you speak to anyone in my family and mention Spritz cookies, probably the first thing that will come out of their mouth is talking about my mother and the times we had.
Mm. Would you say when you or your sisters make Spritz cookies, they live up to your mother's?
Well, I'll put it this way. My sister has a lot of work to do.
You know, sometimes when graves have just stark information on them, you might not be remembering the happy times. And that's why what you choose to put on a grave in that very tiny space is so important. And putting that personal touch is not just a nice tribute to your mom and what she meant to you. It's also for you as the living loved one, where you can not only look at this and see birth and death and her name, you see something that was truly beautiful to you. And like a Bible verse, is sacred, and it's sacred to you and your family.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know that I've thought about recipes quite in that term, but you're absolutely right. The right recipe is like a sacred piece of a family.
Exactly.
Totally. I love this. There are so many layers to the onion here. It's like there's family, there's tradition, there's food, there's the culture around that food. There's so much. And I love that this grave brought us to Richard and Naomi. And it sounds like you've got a bunch more stories like this.
That's correct. Yes. Okay. So when I found out about this one, it just got me thinking, are there other graves with recipes on them?
Yeah.
And there are. I found 8 in the United States and 2 in Israel. Wow. And these gravestones are like, I call them my infinity stones because I want to collect them all. And I'm like, no, there's got to be more out there. Like, I found a peach cobbler recipe on a grave in Louisiana, a fudge recipe in Utah, a yeast roll recipe in Israel, an oatmeal cookie recipe with where there's a container of Cool Whip engraved literally on the grave. And I found that grave with the help of the mayor of Nome, Alaska.
Yes. Yeah, I cannot wait to hear more about these. In the meantime, if you're out there and you know of a recipe grave, you know the person to tell, right?
Please, please, please email us at hello@atlasobscura.com.
Do it. Do it. This is going to be a definitive collection of recipe graves.
This podcast is a production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs.
The production team includes
Doug Baldinger,
Chris Naka,
Camille Stanley,
Willis Ryder Arnold,
Sarah Wyman,
Manolo Morales,
Tracy Samuelson,
John Delore,
Peter Clowney.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall.
This episode was mixed by
Luce Fleming.
I'm Sam O'Brien.
And I'm Dylan Thuris, wishing you all the wonder in the world. I'll see you next time.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.